Tuesday Farm News on the Red River Farm Network. At Manoman, Minnesota, Select Ag owner Mitch Hoekstra is looking at a crop that will need more time to mature.
We need a lot of time yet. You know, August, unfortunately, isn't cooperating as much as I had hoped. A lot of our crop stage right now, I'd say we're mostly around that late milk stage, doe stage. We've got a few fields you can find up here that are starting to dent. That's probably not normal, or not the furthest along stuff. I'd say more of the average 70-80% of the fields are in that doe-ish stage. So we probably need a good month of some decent weather here to get us to maturity.
And while conditions vary, Hoekstra says there is good yield potential in the corn. Well, crops are variable near Hillsboro, North Dakota. Pioneer sales promoter Jason Schultz works with Nedum Seeds. It's wet, and crops could use some heat.
One field on one side of the road is kind of starting to even out with the sunshine we got a couple weeks ago. The next field is very up and down because of the excess rainfall, and that's going to hurt our bushels and also slow down the overall progress of the crop. We're going to be touching close to that frost, and we just need some warm, sunny days.
And throughout the growing season, there has been some IDC, or iron deficiency chlorosis, in the soybeans near Hillsboro. Schultz is impressed with a few varieties that handle the IDC well.
And a new one that everybody should take note of is the P06 T04 Extend. It's going to be very good on our iron chlorosis for this area, and it's really showing well in plot so far. It's just good place varieties that are good managing it, so we don't have anything to worry about throughout the year.
And the crops near Fertile, Minnesota are progressing well. Apex Agronomy owner Tony Engelstead says timely rains helped with the later planting season.
A lot of the soybeans look good, not a lot of chlorosis this year, and corn's actually really nice and even. I figured it was going to be all over the place, and I assume we're going to lose a lot of nitrogen and sulfur, and it looks nice and green.
Engelstead says weed management is going well this year. In spots, water hemp, though, is aggressive.
The Extend is it's working really good to take down, a lot of the troublesome broadleaf weeds, but we're getting more and more water hemp on the field edges, and it's only a matter of time until that stuff becomes, where we're really going to worry about that. I think what we need to do is we need to spray a residual product in season like Metallichlor or Dual, and then get a four-wheeler or something set up and ring a lot of these fields and just kind of get everybody to get on board with, fighting these things and planning for the long haul.
And the Red River Farm Network Crop Tour presented by Pioneer. Listen to your Red River Farm Network radio station. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter for more from the Crop Tour. Cattle